Authorities are urging people to avoid driving through floodwaters. A man died on Friday in floodwaters near Dorrigo in northern New South Wales. He had been driving a ute that was swept away. He managed to cling onto a tree but couldn't hold on. Another man has been rescued on the state's mid-north coast. A 71-year-old man was successfully rescued with the use of an inflatable raft after he attempted to cross floodwaters in a Toyota Land Cruiser. Meanwhile, after destructive flooding in 2022, residents in Lismore in northern New South Wales are dealing with heavy rainfall and potential flash flooding again. The Bureau of Meteorology says a large part of northern New South Wales could receive 6 hourly rainfall totals of between 50 and 100 millimetres. Major flood warnings have been downgraded as water levels in the Wilsons River dropped, and an evacuation warning for Lismore was lifted, allowing residents to return to their homes with caution. This resident, named Bruce, says this is the third time he's experienced a flood in Lismore.
There's nothing left under the house. It's all gone. It's all been taken out. But upstairs, I still have lounges and carpet and fridges and kitchens and everything up there that I couldn't get out. So it's, it's bloody tough, I tell you. I've been here since 79 in Lismore, and I've got a rough idea of what happened. I've been through three floods when I had my business downtown, and you get an idea of what's happening. They're much better now on their controlling of the floods and predictions. I mean, years ago there, we didn't know what was happening.